Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Jeff and Marissa Burge from Juniper Kitchen. It's always a pleasure to get you guys in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Aiden. It's a pleasure coming in.
And you know, last time we had you, you guys were getting ready to make that full transition from employee to owner. And we talked about some of the challenges that came along with that, learning that business side of, you know, I guess, running a business. But you guys have done such an excellent job in the past year, and Juniper has really seemed to have been thriving lately.
Yeah, it's been going really good. It was a very big transition from cook to owner, but I think it's been going really good lately.
And, you know, having that baseline skill set of knowing how to at least cook the dishes going in, that makes it a little bit easier. Not coming in completely blind, but there's a whole new world that you guys had to learn. And you did it very well as you transitioned. I mean, when we first last talked, you said that there was only going to be a few changes coming. You know, the same Juniper menu is going to be staying the same. You're going to have weekly, daily specials that you're going to be throwing out. But as you've gone further and further throughout this first year under your ownership, you guys have actually added quite a bit more than that.
Yeah, we've been doing desserts, different kinds. We've added a few different drinks for the summer. It's been really good. I've been enjoying it.
And, you know, I guess an off-the-menu change, so to say, is you guys are starting to do a trivia night once a month. So what was kind of the inspiration behind starting that?
We used to do it downtown, and then we moved to the new building, so we cut it for a little while so we could get used to the new building and everything, but we have a really good girl coming in to help us, Kendra, and she's going to do it once a month on a Thursday, and we'll just keep it updated on Facebook, and it'll be good, I think.
You know, I think that's a thing you guys do very well is that social media side of marketing, because that's a important world, but it's a very different world than what most people are used to trying to navigate. Now, as you look back over this year that you guys have been in control, what's been kind of your favorite part of this whole experience?
My favorite part is my workers. I just love them. They'll step up, do anything as needed. They help out a lot. It's been the employees. They have just strived. The employees have been the best part of all this. Mm-hmm. And also the donation. I love helping the community. So I've been loving the people that come in. I've been donating too. We just love the community and my workers pretty much is what's been keeping it going.
You know, just a whole lot of love keeping this business going. And, you know, that's what you love to hear from a business owner, because Juniper has that kind of family feel when you step into it. You know, you can tell that the employees like each other, that you like and respect the employees. And then your work in the community has been great as well. You guys are doing an excellent job having some community outreach and impacting our area in a very positive way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our big goal is culture. That's our main thing, is building a culture and a family, and we're pretty much there.
Now, kind of on the flip side of that coin, what do you think has been the most challenging part of this past year? Because when we talked about it when you first taken over again, it was trying to learn that business side of things. Has that stayed the same, or have some new challenges popped up?
No, the business side got a lot easier once, after a few months of doing it, like it just kind of clicked. So really right now, everything's pretty good. It's really good.
Yeah, not really much challenging. Nothing really. It's been really good. Yeah. Overwhelming support from locals and travelers. I've been loving all the feedback we've been getting. It has been really, really good. Big support.
You know, anytime where someone when you ask someone what the biggest challenge they faced is, and they have to stop and think, and they still can't come up with anything, that's a really good sign for how that business is going. So I'm very happy to be hearing that. Now, let's look a little ahead to year two under your ownership. What are some things you guys are wanting to try? What's the vision moving forward for Juniper?
Oh, for sure. We have this plan. With this upcoming year, now that we got the business aspect down, I want to do more events like community days, international days. I want to start putting my stamp in all these events and just doing more.
And, you know, we have one of those events kind of coming up. We're celebrating your one-year anniversary. We're going to be doing a live remote broadcast for you guys to celebrate that 1 year. That's going to be such a fun time, part of our summer of fun. You can't go wrong with that. We're going to have the prize wheel out. You guys are going to be able to sell a whole lot of pizza. Ideally, that's always the goal. But it should be an absolutely fun time.
Yes, it's going to be. And we're also going to be handing out on the wheel, come down, win some free drinks, win some free desserts as well from our dessert case. But just come in and enjoy the atmosphere. It's a really, really good place and vibe to be.
Now, this next question might be a little bit harder because this is going to be asking who your favorite kid is. But do you have a favorite item on the menu? Do you have anything that you think is your personal favorite, or is it too hard to decide?
I have two personal favorites. One's a burger. It's a smoke show. Comes with onion rings and bacon on it. And then my pizza. It's the Mizza on Main. It's got the sausage, the ham, the pepperoni, the bacon, and the banana peppers. It's just a good all-around meaty pizza. But those are my two favorites.
Yeah, same question for you, Marissa. Do you have any favorites, or is it hard to choose?
I like the jalapeno popper burger. It's really good. It's got the creamy, melty cheese, and it's very messy, but it's really good.
We probably need to stop talking about food because my mouth is watering here in the studio, Jeff. Marissa, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I just want to say thank you to everyone for the overwhelming support you guys have gave to us. So thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for all you do for our community, and thanks for taking the time to stop by today. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff and Marissa Burge, owner of Juniper Kitchen. We're talking about their one-year anniversary coming up on Tuesday, August 12th. It's going to be such a fun day. Stop by, get some pizza, get some great food, get some great drinks. You're not going to want to miss this. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.